This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up this time of year, there's a bounty of fresh produce. We'll talk to a Food Friday regular who says there's more than one way to slice and serve a cucumber.
First, the North American Unicycling Convention and Championships are coming to Wisconsin starting tomorrow.
The event takes place in Madison. It features on- and off-road racing, unicycle sports like basketball and hockey, and lessons for beginners.
Katie Belfast joins us now. She's vice president of Madison Unicyclists. Katie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And also with us is Scott Wilton of Madison. He's a five-time unicycling world champion, and he set two world records last year at the Unicycling World Championships in Montreal, Canada. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Well, Katie, how big an event is this that we're looking forward to here?
We're expecting, I think we have 225 competitors from 25 states and four Canadian provinces, and we have a couple of international guests coming in as well. So lots of folks riding unicycles and hopefully learning to ride unicycles this week, too.
And are we in the midst, would you say, of a unicycle surge or renaissance?
Well, I think we definitely have a growing active club in Madison. The club was founded probably 5 or so years ago now and it has grown a lot, largely because a main focus of our work is working with schools to run school programs to help school children learn how to ride. And so that's, of course, grown a big cadre of folks who unicycle in our community.
Is Canada big into unicycling? I've noticed that Scott was there last year and you also mentioned Canada as people coming down. Is it bigger in Canada than it is here?
It is the North American Unicycling Championships, and so we have to include our friends to the north, and we're really glad they come down for that. Last year, there was an international championship held in Montreal, Canada. That moves around the world. Every other year, there's an international competition.
Well, Scott, let's talk about you, a world champion in unicycling. How did you get into it?
I got started when I was about 10 years old. My mom got me a unicycle for myself and my sister, and it kind of sat around for a bit. We tried to ride and didn't really get anywhere until I really put some time into it one weekend and got the feeling of what it's like to actually go somewhere, and it kind of just moved on from there.
It's one of those things that always amazes me. It seems like you're defying the laws of physics to be able to do it at all. How do you actually balance yourself? Are there words to describe how you can learn how to do this?
A lot of it is just putting the time in. You can kind of start to get a feel for it, how sitting on top of that little pendulum point, what that feels like. But most of it's just putting the time in. There's a couple tips that we can give, and that's what we like to do at our club practices. But other than that, it's all about what you can do yourself.
So what are those couple of tips if someone wants to pick up a unicycle?
Biggest one is you always want to look forward, because if you're going to look down, that's the direction you're going.
All right, looking forward. And Katie, you said you're just learning and you'll be maybe competing this weekend, but how is it going for you right now? Are you finding that pendulum point?
Well, it's definitely easier for kids. Both of my sons unicycle. I have a 7-year-old and a 12-year-old, and they picked it up way faster than I did. But they also put in a lot more time. It has a lot to do, as Scott said, with really putting the time in on the unicycle. I was really good friends with a wall for a very long time and practicing along a wall. But holding hands with another person who's either walking or riding a unicycle next to you, a more experienced rider, is a really excellent way where you can just balance a little bit off that other person and get the feel in your body.
And Scott, one of the records that you set is for a marathon that's 26.2 miles in less than an hour and 20 minutes. What is it like riding a unicycle in a race that's that long?
It's a lot like a bicycle race. You have to train for the distance. You have to have food with you and water. A lot of us ride with hydration packs on our backs, since there's not really a spot to put a water bottle on the unicycle. And there's drafting tactics. There's mental game, really pushing yourself and holding yourself mentally. So it's like any sort of challenging athletic event.
Now, I heard you saying that you rode over here to the interview on a bicycle, not a unicycle. So what's the difference? If I can ride a bicycle, can I ride a unicycle, or does it not work like that?
It totally works like that. It's just like learning a bike. It's just the only difference is most people don't remember when they learned how to ride a bike. They were too young. You just have to put the time in. And they are different, but they feel quite similar. One misconception is if you can ride your bike no-handed, you're ready to go unicycle. And it doesn't really help you, but everyone's ready to give it a try.
All right, well, that's good news for me. I don't know if I'll try it, but it's good news. We're talking right now about the North American Unicycling Convention and Championships kicking off tomorrow in Madison, talking with Katie Belfast, Vice President of Madison Unicyclists, and Scott Wilton, five-time unicycling world champion. And Katie, tell us a little bit about the events, because it's not just people riding unicycles. There's a lot of different components here. What can people see?
people can see so much. When my family first got involved, I had no idea, and I think that's true for many of our listeners. They can see, as Scott, Rob mentioned, there's basketball, there's hockey, floor hockey, there's events called freestyle, which involve, you know, choreography and dancing, sort of dance kinds of moves. There's stuff that folks might think of like skateboarding, except instead of a skateboard, they're using a unicycle, so they're jumping off of obstacles and over things on a unicycle. So really a huge variety of different kinds of events. And we'll be in a lot of different locations throughout the city. We'll be at Goodman Community Center this weekend. There's a 10K around the Arboretum, so if folks are familiar with that route, you know, that's a great place to come and check that out. Winnequa School over in Monona. And we'll end up in our neighborhood, the Tenny Lapham neighborhood, where we'll have a couple of events on Saturday, August 1st.
And you said you're getting kids involved in this. This is something that seems like it's sort of big in Madison among kids. How can kids get started?
Well, we offer, our club offers, every other week we have practices at Goodman Community Center and sometimes up in Sun Prairie at the gymnasium there as well. And as I said, we had a couple of school programs around, so if there's folks who are interested in starting a program at their school, we can help provide some training and equipment to help support that if there's a person at the school who's willing to take on the actual running and teaching of the club there at the school. So that's been a big, huge reason for our growth.
And let's talk about that equipment. Scott, what does it take to get started? Obviously a unicycle, but I imagine there are different kinds of them, different price ranges. What do you need to know?
There's all sorts of different sizes and kinds of unicycles. It's just like how there's different kind of bikes. You have a mountain unicycle that you can use off-road. You have ones that you can use for racing. And you also have your basic one that you get started with, and that's usually a 20-inch wheel, which is kind of like what you would see on a kid's bike. And that one can be bought for $150 or less, so it's really an accessible sport to anyone.
Do people kind of trick out their unicycles like they might other things?
Absolutely. People have custom colors. They get pedals with different colors on it. You can put your own kind of touch to however you want to do it.
And what is your... Do you have more than one unicycle? Just one?
I definitely do. Once you kind of get into it, you have a whole quiver. And I have many unicycles that I use for all sorts of different types of competitions. So, like, the one I use for the off-road competition has a mountain bike tire on it. And it's got a nice cushy seat for when I'm riding distances. The one I use for racing, I have a longer handlebar, so I can actually kind of bend over and get in a more aerodynamic position.
Now, a lot of people can ride bicycles, but they might be thinking, you know, a unicycle, it looks neat, but why should I ride it? What is the allure for you about riding a unicycle?
For me, it's a really special feeling to just be on one wheel and on one point above the ground. It's something you don't get on a bicycle, and I ride a bicycle as well, and I really enjoy it. But the way that you can turn on a unicycle is really different because you're only on one point on the ground. You can turn around things really fast. It's fun when you're riding off-road because you can jump on a unicycle quite easily compared to a bicycle. And so it has different advantages, and it's really a nice special feeling, and you really feel connected to the unicycle because if you do one thing wrong, you're back on your feet.
And Katie, what about you, just briefly, as a newbie, what do you love about it?
I love the people that it's connected me to. It's been a really great opportunity, both here in Madison at these national championships and at the international championships. There could not be a nice group of people, so supportive and encouraging, and it's really, I like to have my family involved with that kind of folks.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And Scott, thank you for coming up here.
Thanks so much.
That was Katie Belfast, Vice President of Madison Unicyclists, and Scott Wilton, five-time Unicycling World Champion. And the North American Unicycling Convention and Championships kick off tomorrow in Madison.